Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the completely redesigned 300 horsepower MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
Hey, I'm Alan Baker, the Cellar Rat, and every once in a while I trip across a person who has found an interesting way to make an entry into the wine business. Adam and Diana Lee from Siduri jumped in with both feet and spent their last few $1,000s to make Pinot Noir, and, you know, through a number of twists and turns, got that wine to Robert Parker, who gave them a big fat score, and they were off and running with their first vintage. You can check out the Siduri story in Ratcast number 22 on cellarrat.org. Another guy who fought his way into the biz in an interesting way is Christian Stark, who sought investors who gave him $1,500 each in return for wine from his first five vintages, and that was his startup capital. Christian and his Stark wines are featured in Ratcast number 19, also available on cellarrat.org, and this is Ratcast number 56. While I was waiting for the rain to pass, which took way the hell too long, so we could harvest the Pinot Noir for the Pinot 2.0 project, I saw a guy working around Crush Pad in San Francisco, which is where we're making that wine, the Pinot 2.0 wine. And as we started talking, I realized that he, too, had a unique angle on how to start a wine label. This man is David Dane of Dane Wines, and he was able to jumpstart his business plan by several years. Maybe five, I think he said, by hooking up with Crush Pad and making wines there, rather than following his original plan to buy land and plant Pinot Noir in Oregon. I'll admit I had an ulterior motive for cornering David. He got his fruit from the same vineyard from which we're getting the fruit from the Pinot 2.0 wine in Anderson Valley, the vineyard in Anderson Valley, that is. And just before the rain hit, he got his fruit. So the rain stopped us, but I wanted to get a sneak peek at what I could expect. So I started out by asking David what he had going on this year.
We have currently seven wines in the hopper, so to speak, for 2006. We have an Amber Ridge, mm-hmm. going to repeat our American Beauty. We have Rancho Nevares, which we just pressed today when I saw you earlier. And we've got our Brousseau Pinot from the Chalon region.
And these are all different vineyards, California vineyards,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are. That's okay. Right. All of them are up and down California. Mm-hmm. We're lucky to have representation from the northern part of the state all the way down to the central coast with our Pinot Noir. And we make two Syrahs from Las Madres in Sonoma and from Whitehawk in Santa Barbara. So,
and are all the grapes in the winery now?
Would that they were. Close to it. We've got a few more clones coming in from Amber Ridge. The 115 clone should be in early next week. Now the rain has delayed things a little bit, but it won't hurt it to fatten up a bit. That'll be okay.
And just for folks, we're going to get to the clones later on in this series. For those of you nerdy enough to know what that is, you'll appreciate the 115 comment, but we'll get there eventually. So how did you land at Crush Pad? What's your background? Are you a winemaker by trade? Where did you come to this?
Well, actually, my education is in microbiology and chemistry, and I've always been a bit of a geek with it. I've loved making wines in my garage, and I actually have had a marketing plan for a winery since about 2002. And lo and behold, I discovered Crush Pad and found out I wouldn't actually have to buy one or plant anything, that I could actually come here and do the work and find great grapes that are already grown by great viticulturists.
You still have a day job. What was your day job or what is your day job?
Well, I'm a sales manager for a rather large biotech company. So,
okay, so you've got a bunch of batches of wine going on right now at various stages. Part of the reason I wanted to talk with you is you were one of the lucky ones to get fruit from the Winsel Vineyard, from which I'm getting fruit for the Pinot 2.0, mm-hmm. Pinot Noir. Yes. So talk a little bit about what you've seen out of this, out of these grapes now that you've got them in. They've been doing a cold soak, you're extracting flavor and color from the grapes here in these bins, and you're pushing the must down to get that flavor and color out of there. Mm-hmm. Talk about what you're seeing out of this fruit out of the bin.
I really love the Wenzel Vineyard. It's a very beautiful place up in Mendocino. Lovely mountains, lovely area, lovely hillside, and really good organic viticulture. The manager up there is terrific. Casey Hartlip is the vineyard manager, and Roland Wenzel is the owner. I really like what I'm seeing in terms of the ripeness and the flavors. And the reason we're doing a cold soak is because when you make wine, of course, you over time extract flavors from the grapes. And you do that in a transition from an aqueous solution to an alcoholic solution. I think we all know that, you know, wine has alcohol in it. You also extract...
This is that biotech stuff through, right?
This is the really highly technical stuff here. But we also know that we're going to extract over a temperature differential also. It's going to start cold, and it'll get warm, and then it'll get cool again as it goes through that aqueous to alcohol phase also. And so you get different phases and different types of extractions.
So as you taste this fruit, what are you sensing?
I'm really excited about this. I love Anderson Valley in the first place, and you get just a little bit of that lovely Mendocino earth going on, but that'll show up even more later, and some lovely bright cherries and incredibly good acidity. That's one thing I really like, is ripe flavors with good acidity and actually rather modest alcohol levels for California fruit. That's what I'm seeing in Anderson Valley this year.
So at some point, we all have the experience when you just realize you don't have any choice but to make wine. Mm-hmm. Do you have that moment, or when did you, what actually finally snagged you and made you drop all this cash?
Well, I met this gentleman named Brian Loring, who is a wonderful man. We call him the Llama Shaman, or at least I do. Great guy, very enthusiastic about Pinot Noir, and very willing to help anybody who's interested. He loves to have people come help him make wine. And I was conversing with him via email and told him that I was an amateur making wine in the garage and that I'd always been fascinated by commercial production of wine and that I loved his wines. His reply was, well, come see me sometime and we'll put you to work and show you how to do this on a large scale. I said, dude, don't tease me because I'll be there. And he said, I'm not kidding. Show up. I did. I got on a plane. I flew out, and it was hook, line, and sinker. I absolutely loved it. Loved making wine, loved working with the people who make wine, and just haven't looked back.
And what year was that?
That was actually 2004, while we were doing it at the same time at Crush Pad, because he hooked me up with Crush Pad, actually. So I started working with Brian and then came up here. So.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting my hands on some of this fruit. So we're going to try to wrap this up here. But thank you for your time, and good luck with all your wines this year.
Thank you very much. I'm sure you'll do a great job with Wenzel also.
That's David Dane of Dane Wines. Another unique thing about Dane is that he and his wife live in Springfield, Illinois. So being able to rely on the staff at Crush Pad to work on his wines has meant that he hasn't had to give up the day job completely to launch this wine brand. Well, and there's video of this interview on cellarrat.org. Dane's 2005 Savage Juliet, a Pinot Noir from the Hein Vineyard in Anderson Valley, was the favorite wine at the post-crush celebration for the Pinot 2.0 crush team last week. You can find out more information on Dane at Dane Wines, that's D-A-I-N, wines.com. So it seems that the crush pad model is not just working for those folks who want their own barrel of Monster Cabernet from Napa Valley. There are also those who are relying on Crush Pad as the foundation for launching their own wine label. The making of the Pinot 2.0 wine is underway, and you can find out more about that and how to join the Rat Pack winemaking group on cellarrat.org. And I'm Alan Baker, the Cellar Rat, and I will be back with you soon.
Alt.